This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that a major transformation has taken place in rail connectivity with the operationalization of the rail link between Jammu and Srinagar. Addressing the gathering after flagging off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said it will benefit passengers from all over the country by providing access by railway to the hilly region of Jammu and Kashmir. He said, keeping in view the rising passenger demand, the number of coaches in this train has been increased from 8 to 20.
Today, the train service between Jammu and Kashmir has been upgraded. The Vande Bharat service, which was inaugurated last year by the Honorable Prime Minister, has now been expanded from an 8-coach train to a 20-coach train. The service that earlier operated from Katra to Srinagar has been extended and will now start from Jammu. This will be a major benefit for all the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Since the inauguration of the railway line, the people of the valley have experienced significant benefits.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of State and PMO Dr. Jitendra Singh said the introduction of this direct train service to Jammu and Kashmir is set to significantly enhance ease of travel, improve logistics efficiency and promote ease of doing business across the region. The regular services of Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express will begin from tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the 11th Heads of Mission Conference in New Delhi yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Mr. Modi provided valuable guidance on promoting India's national interest abroad. The conference was organized by the Ministry of External Affairs from 28th to 30th April. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar delivered the inaugural address yesterday. Over the course of 3 days, the heads of mission participated in yoga, brainstorming sessions, tabletop exercises and thematic discussions touching upon various geopolitical developments, emerging technologies, the Bharat story and future-ready diplomacy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the sacred holy relics exposition of Tathagat Buddha and 2569th Buddha Purnima celebrations at Jeevsal Potang Chowk Glamsar Leh today. Mr. Shah will also be laying the foundation stone of 10,000 litres per day capacity dairy plant in Kargil from Central Institute of Buddhist Studies Leh. Home Minister arrived in Leh yesterday on a 2-day visit to Ladakh. The Adi Kailash Yatra is set to commence today in Uttarakhand. The Pithoragarh District Administration has completed all preparations for the smooth conduct of the pilgrimage. Inner line permits have been already issued and registered devotees will undertake the journey as per the scheduled program. In Kolkata, dramatic scenes unfolded yesterday at the counting centre in Khudiram Anushilan Kendra during the separation of postal ballots. A video showing staff inside the strong room triggered chaos as Trinamool Congress supporters rushed to the venue alleging possible EVM tampering. Senior Trinamool leaders Shashi Panja and Kunal Ghosh joined them, claiming suspicious activity inside the strong room. Soon after, BJP candidates Tapas Roy and Santosh Pathak arrived, leading to a scuffle between workers of both parties. The Election Commission, however, clarified that postal ballot separation was scheduled after 4 p.m. yesterday, with all instructions issued well in advance. In its statement, the Commission stressed that strict security measures are in place to ensure transparency. The Kolkata High Court has dismissed a petition filed by the Trinamool Congress challenging the appointment of central government employees as supervisors in vote counting centres. In his ruling, Justice Krishna Rao said that it is the prerogative of the Office of the Election Commission of India to appoint the counting supervisor and counting assistant either from the state government or the central government. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 4 wickets at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.